I was discussing with someone the issue of waiting for the Rav or the Avbezin in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, where they talk about if you're davening in a minyan and the rabbi of the minyan or the, you know, if there's a Chashev Talmid Chacham who's a guest at the minyan didn't yet finish davening Shemoneh Esrei, so the Minhag Yisrael is often to wait for the rabbi to finish. So is this really a proper thing to do? Should we be waiting on behalf of the rabbi or the Beis Din or the Rosh Yeshiva to finish Shemoneh Esrei if, in fact, the majority or at least a significant portion of the Tzibur already finished down Shemoneh Esrei, to the extent that there will be a minyan for Chazaras HaShatz, and that it's really bothering some people to have to stand there doing nothing, waiting for Chazaras HaShatz. So there is a Shaul Shuvas Binyamin Ze'ev. He was a very early Achron Kekolim, although he is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You can categorize him as a very, very late Rishon, a very, very early Achron, where he discusses this issue, and he writes that in his opinion, it is not appropriate to wait for the Shliach Tzibur under these circumstances. It's not appropriate for the Shliach Tzibur to wait under these circumstances. And the reason is that Chazal are very choshish for Tircha de Tzibur. Regis Lushen and Simon Kuf Samaches, Shalson Shuf Ben Yamin Ze'ev. Deha Bekama Makomos Matzinu Dechoshu Chazal Mitorach HaTzibur. There are many places where the Chachamim were choshish for Tircha de Tzibur. Deha Sefer Torah Eino Niglal B'Tzibur Mipnei Kavod B'Torah HaTzibur. We don't roll up the Sefer Torah in between Aliyos, right? Because we don't want to waste the Tzibur's time. Now, how long does that really take to roll up the Torah in between Aliyos? It takes no time, right? We don't roll up the Torah and cover it, right? That's the minig for Ashkenazim, is not that we roll it up, but we place a cover on it. And actually, the Shita is that you're not supposed to place a cover on the Torah in between Aliyos because that's a Tircha of the Tzibur. So, and therefore, that's a very minor tircha of the tzibur. We're talking about in total, if you're leaning three aliyos, so we're talking about a grand total of maybe 30 seconds. And yet, we were choshesh; we didn't want to do it. So he says. Therefore, kal v'chomer when we're waiting for the rav or the av bezin to finish davening Shemoneh Esrei, it could be a few minutes over here, and it's a tircha of the tzibur, and we're not going to place that bother upon the rest of the minyan. And this is the accepted opinion found in the Ramah, in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet Seif Gimel. The Ramah writes, "V'im yesh yichidim b'kohol ma'arichin b'tfilasan." If there are certain individuals in the tzibur who are davening along davening, ein l'shliach tzibur lahamtin aleihem. The shliach tzibur should not wait for them. Afilu hayu chashuvei ha'ir, even if the most important people in the city. Chenim hayu minyan b'veis ha'knesses. Now, the second possibility is a little different. That if there was a minyan in shul, 10 people came to shul and it was time for the minyan to start. You're not supposed to wait for an important person or a Torah giant who has not yet come to shul. Now, this is the strict halacha that the tircha of the tzibur is more important than the kavod of the Torah to show to these great individuals who are davening a longer Shemoneh Esrei. Now, the Magen Avram, on this comment of the Ramah, the Magen Avram is in Sif Katan Zion, he writes that that is not the minhag nowadays. And he says, V'achshav no'agu l'hamten ala av beis din. Nowadays, the minhag is to wait for the av beis din. And he says, why do I think this is true? Sherov anashim ispalim b'merutza. Most people daven too fast. V'im yichidim ispalim mila b'mila. Lo yuchlo lomar kedusha imat tzibur. And you have individuals who are actually davening each word very clearly, and they're never going to be able to say kedusha together with the tzibur, which is a big inyan. And therefore, we don't want to rush through the Shemoneh Esrei to get the Chazaras HaShatz before the Av Beis Din or the Rav of the Shul is finished, because we are using the Rav as sort of a pace car. We're using him as the ability to say how long would it take for the Tzibur to daven Mila B'Mila. But Ein Achinami. It's not about showing kavod to the rabbi as it appears on the outside. It's nice once you're doing it anyway. There's an additional aspect of kavod to the rabbi, but the reason you're waiting is so that people who daven properly will have the ability to actually daven and won't be penalized for davening properly and missing kedusha in the Shemoneh Esrei. Then he goes further and he says that on the other hand, we find that it's incumbent upon the rabbi, it's incumbent upon the shliach tzibur not to daven too slowly, so that people will have to wait for him. Why? He says, we have this Gemara, the Rabbi Akiva. He says, Rabbi Akiva, when he was mistbalal imat tzibur, hayim ekatzer va'ola, right? I think that's the Gemara in Perek Afalpi and Brachos, that we say that that the Rabbi Akiva, when he would daven with a minyan, he would daven quickly, so that people wouldn't have to wait for him. And then if he would daven b'yichidus, so he says, if you leave him in one corner of the room, you'd find him in the opposite corner of the room. Rashi says, mipnei rov ishtachavoyos. He would do so many ishtachavoyos and so much kavana, and he'd get so into it that he would literally jump around the room. So Rabbi Kiva wanted to daven a very long Shmon Esrei. He wanted to daven a very involved Shmon Esrei, but sof kol sof, he was makatzer for the sake of the tzibur. So on one hand, we want the rabbi to pace the tzibur. On the other hand, we want the rabbi to try to daven in a fairly quick manner. An interesting ha'ara that you find in the Dirsha Mishneh Berurah. So he quotes from the earlier, this is actually straight out of the Shulchan Aruch, straight out of the Mishneh Berurah, sorry. He just quotes it from a little earlier in the Mishneh Berurah. Simon Kuf Dalet Sekad and Aleph, he says if the rabbi doesn't want people to wait for him and it bothers him when he realizes that the whole room is quiet, meaning everybody finished davening and he's the only guy still davening, it's actually mutter for him to motion to the tzibur to go. He's allowed to like make a sign with his finger or with his face, I don't know what, meaning really that's considered a bit of a hefsek in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You shouldn't be motioning to people, even if you're not speaking. Nevertheless, in these circumstances, it's mutter for the rabbi to motion that people should go. And last interesting point that the Magen Avraham, by the way, this entire Magen Avraham is quoted Mila B'Mila in the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkat and Yud Gimel. And last point in the Magen Avraham that's very interesting to note is that he says that let's say you daven a very long Shmoneh Esrei and you're afraid people will laugh at you. Like, who do you think you are? You're such a big tzaddik. So the Magen Avraham writes, you can fake them out a little bit. You can take three steps back, or you can write, what's the lashon? I want to read it exactly. So he says, Shimecha tzarech laharech v'yarei sheis lotzitzu alav. You could take three steps back, or you could walk backwards when the shliach tzibur starts chazaras hashatz. And then you could take it three steps forward and finish your Shmoneh Esrei.